The Beef and Dairy Network podcast is sponsored by GrazeX, the latest grass replacement pellet from Mitchell's. If it's not Mitchell's, get back in the truck. Last month, GrazeX won gold at the International Animal Feed Awards in Las Vegas, overcoming strong competition from premium sorghum groats, Canada Slow Meal, and old Mr. McGiverty's Home Cranked Poultry Nuts. To celebrate, this month only, claim your free promotional sack by wearing gold to our secret headquarters.
Hello, and welcome to the Beef and Dairy Network podcast, the number one podcast for those involved, or just interested, in the production of beef animals and dairy herds. The Beef and Dairy Network podcast is the podcast companion to the Beef and Dairy Network website and a printed magazine, brought to you by GrazeX. On the podcast this month, we tell you how you could be in with a chance of winning tickets to see singer Paul Paul on tour. But first, we came across a very troubling post on the network web forum this week by a Timothy Van Lenquist, who wrote movingly about how he had lost his cow. We went to his home in North London to hear his story.
Hello, my name's Timothy Van Lenquist, and I've lost my cow. I'm an opera singer. I sing bass baritone. I've been a professional opera singer all my working life. I've done a few higher profile gigs. You probably remember there was a comedy double act, Cheese and Onion, very funny on television about 10 years ago. This is obviously this is before Sid Onion went to prison in Turkey. They hosted a big show-stopping gala performance at the Palladium, which was a charity benefit in aid of the Biafran National Front. That was it. It was an amazing spectacle. Their closing number was a big Mozart-inspired musical number, and I was singing bass baritone. I had pride of place, actually. I was just behind Cheese, and they held it all back for the encore. Their big hit signature number, that was she'd never had Cheese and Onion before, which they always used to close their TV show with. It was always a knock at the door, and she'd never had Cheese and Onion before, that one. And on all of the posters and the flyers and the social media distribution was a big selling point was a real live cow on the stage. And everyone, how it is with the encore, they got to the end of the Mozart bit, and then they bowed and left the stage, and everyone was screaming about "Where's the cow? Where's the cow?" And then, of course, they came out, and she never had she done it before. And then, so all the company from the Mozart number came back out, but now there was this this beautiful cow, sort of noble. I remember looking over at the cow, and it was quite something. And the cow, she looked back over at me. And I'm sure I remember a very definite a look of respect from one performer to another. Just that moment when you're in really in sync with another performer in the moment on stage, and it's a very special thing. So the number came to a close, and I remember there was some pyrotechnics, and the cow did a walked around in a circle, and that was actually what got us our second standing ovation. I really didn't think that much about it until I was on the tube home, and I noticed that the cow was there. She was sitting in the seat next to me, actually, and we just sort of wandered home together. And I thought, well, this is clearly a lonely cow, so I let her in, and she settled in fairly quickly. And I set up the cow bed in the living room. You can still see there, and. There are lots of things I didn't know, like how you're supposed to feed them, how much do you feed them. Turns out cows really like Bombay Mix. I always had this this pang of guilt because I thought, well, whose cow was it? I mean, did it belong to Cheese and Onion, and did they want her back? After a couple of months of the cow and I living together, I remember I phoned Les Cheese and I said, well listen, I've got this cow here, and I was really hoping he wouldn't want her back because we had become very, I think it's fair to say, very firm friends by that point. And Les, he said, listen, I haven't got time to talk about this. Sid's just been arrested in Turkey, and that's the double act down the Esser, the shitter. And don't ever effing telephone me ever effing again, C. And so that was it. I sort of took that as a legally binding adoption process, really. I remember the day very vividly. It was it's about a month ago. It started like any other day. I rolled out of bed, put on my dressing gown and went through to make my morning coffee. So I just, same as always, clapped my hands and shouted, hey girl, and nothing, no sign of her. And I went through and checked the cow bed, no sign of anything in the cow bed. And I remember once I'd woken up and it was quite funny actually. I'd woken up and she wasn't there either. And I remember she'd gone down to the supermarket in the wee hours, and because she knows that's where they keep all the Bombay mix. And I got down there about 8 a.m. and I went in and there she was, taking up most of the biscuits and snacks aisle, having a go. She'd got into several of the bags and she'd been there grazing for about 20 to 25 minutes by the time I got there, and the staff were really flustered, and I had to pay for all the Bombay mix, of course, but I'm used to that now. But they understood in the end, and I had to reverse her, which is quite difficult with a cow, out of the snack aisle and out of the mini supermarket. And so I thought maybe that's happened again. Maybe she's just gone down to where they keep the Bombay mix. But there was no she wasn't there, and I just thought, oh, I don't know what to do. I didn't know where to look. Sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, do you want any Bombay mix? I've got loads.
More from that report after the beef forecast. Across the West, a big area of high beef pressure will slowly fall off, with midweek mince rearing its head by Wednesday. Lowlands and coastal areas will get patchy, boneless loins, and northern parts will be spattered with low-quality offcuts and rennet blizzards. And the milk prices, whole milk holding up with skim slipping against cream, whey is all the way down on 9, sour cream holds its value at €60 a barrel, and horse milk has slumped to an all-time low. They can't even give it away. Back to our feature on Timothy Van Lenquist after this.
Hey guys, this is Adam Conover. You may know me from my True TV show, Adam Ruins Everything. Well, guess what? Now we're doing a podcast version right here on Maximum Fun. What we do is we take all the interesting, fascinating experts that we talk to for just a couple minutes on the show, and we sit with them for an entire podcast, really going deep and getting into the fascinating details of their work. Find Adam Ruins Everything wherever you get your podcasts or at MaximumFun.org.
This is most days for me now, walking around the local area. It's I've been putting up some posters and also just keeping an eye out myself as well, because you never know where she might turn up. So here we are, here's one. I'm just going to put one of these up. This is the poster here. And you can see, it's very simple. Have you seen this cow? And there's a phone number at the bottom. There's a photograph there. That's actually from the day we met. That's from the Palladium show. And you can see here there's her, there's a bit of Les Cheese's elbow on the side there, and that there is the Princess Royal, who was presenting a large novelty check, you can just see there, for all the money we'd raised, and she's giving that to the man from the Biafran National Front. He's the one on the right of the image with the assault rifle.
How many of these have you put up so far?
Something in the region of 50,000 now, I think, in and around the local area.
And have you had any phone calls?
No. It feels strangely wrong to use the word grieving when you don't know whether someone has passed away, but grieving is, it's the only word I can really think to use to describe... Oh, sorry, one second. I'm sorry. Hello? Yes, that's me. You... Oh, sorry. You have? You're sure? Are you sure it's her? Oh, sorry. Where was it? Sorry. Yep. 33, yes. Yes, I'll be right there. Thank you so much. Yeah, all right. Bye. Thank you. They think they found her. I've got to go. I'm really sorry. Hurry up. We have to go. Get your shoes. I'm sorry. Okay, this looks like it. 33 Maplewood Drive. Door slightly ajar. They said just go straight in. I'm just gonna go straight in. Okay. Oh, it's very dark. Hello? Hello, I'm here. What? So sorry, the cat anywhere inside. Beat the shit out of me and stole my wallet and my watch. Could you take me to A&E, please? My name's Timothy Van Lenquist, and I still haven't found my cow.
Good luck finding that cow, Tim. You're in our thoughts here at the network. As, of course, is Sid Onion, who is still in prison in Turkey. May justice prevail. Free the Onion One. Now, after the huge success of his album released last year, Churn, this week folk troubadour and friend of the show Paul Paul announced a tour of restaurants across the USA. And you could be there, thanks to the good people at Meat Wheels, the USA's first biker bar-themed grill restaurant franchise. Spend over $20 on the children's menu and get a free bandana and plastic flick knife for your little one. And remember, at Meat Wheels, there's a brawl on the hour, every hour. To be in with a chance of winning the tickets, all you need to do is send us a tweet to @beefanddairy with the hashtag bikerface and a photograph of you doing your best impression of a biker. The sender of the best biker face will receive two tickets to a Paul Paul tour date of their choice, travel, accommodation in a two-star hotel, and a free meal at Meat Wheels. When entering, please let us know your preferred tour location. The tour begins on the 29th of September at the Meat Wheels in Raccoon Falls, Minnesota, before visiting Meat Wheels restaurants across the country in Beaver Creek, Michigan, Chipmunk Rapids, Arizona, Woodchuck Springs, South Dakota, Eagle Point, Virginia, Lemmingbridge, Arkansas, Vole Rock, Kentucky, Woodrat Valley, Wyoming, Turkey Canyon, North Dakota, Turkey Springs, North Carolina, Turkey Falls, Kansas, Turkey City, Maine, Turkey Rapids, Wisconsin, Turkey Rapids, Indiana, Turkey Rapids, Alabama, Turkey Valley, Oregon, Turkey Bridge, Tennessee, Cactus Mouse Falls, Creek Canyon, Idaho, Wolf Fox Bison Moose Rapids, Colorado, Mosquito Mill River Creek, Nevada, Fort Beaver in Montana, and Small Mammal City, Iowa. And for UK listeners who can't make it over to the States, he'll be playing the Little Chef at Barton Mills Services, northbound on the A11, on November the 24th. To celebrate his new partnership with Meat Wheels, Paul is releasing a new edition of his hit album Churn, featuring a new bonus track which he has allowed us to premiere here on the podcast. The track, called Buttermaking, continues the theme of Churn as it explores elements of his troubled childhood. Paul was the son of a milkmaid who was made pregnant by the rich farmer who owned the dairy where she worked. Soon after Paul was born, it was announced that the dairy was to be shut down and the young Paul was left abandoned in a butter churn. So here's his brand new track, Buttermaking.
Today, automation has taken much of the drudgery out of processing dairy products. But that means we require more and more highly skilled workers. Remember, the dairy industry is dynamic, always moving forward, and always in search of improvement, never completely satisfied with the extent of its progress.
The dairy door is shut once more. None can enter, none can hide. The dairy door whose eye unlocks can't hold the things I feel inside. Butter making a sacred dance of milk and movement. The churn is shaking, the churn is shaking for the little boy inside. The butter sitting ripe and proud, ready for the knife's cruel blade. Creamy white, a virgin's bed, waiting for the crumbs mislaid. Butter making, butter making, a sacred dance of milk and movement. The churn is shaking, the churn is shaking for the little boy inside. Butter making, an ancient scheme of milk improvement. My heart is breaking, my heart is breaking, for I am but a poor butter boy.
A big thanks to Paul for that exclusive play of his new song, and a big good luck with the tour from all of us here at the network. I've actually been to a Meat Wheels franchise restaurant myself in Turkey Rapids, Indiana, and I must say the brawls they put on there truly are excellent. The actor playing the Hell's Angel who betrayed the wider gang in particular was wonderful. It was as if his neck had actually been broken by the pool cue, and the actors who arrived on the fake air ambulance were amazingly authentic too. So that's all we've got time for. But if you're after more beef and dairy news, get over to the website now where you can read all the usual stuff, as well as our off-topic section, where this month we run through the big do's and don'ts when it comes to hiring a sorcerer. Until next time, beef out. Hello, Benjamin Partridge here. Now, first things first, I'm very pleased to be able to tell you about the first ever Beef and Dairy Network live show, which is taking place at the London Podcast Festival in September. It's taking place at King's Place, which is at King's Cross. It's going to be on the 25th of September at 6:30, and it costs £6.50. And you can get tickets from www.kingsplace.co.uk. And I dare say you'd get there even if you didn't put in the www. bit. I'm very excited about it. I'm not really sure exactly what it's going to be like, but we're going to endeavour to make it fun. And it's a bit of an experiment, but if you're up for that, then please do come along. I've got 100 seats to fill, and my nightmare is that people come who don't really know the podcast at all, because I think they'll be baffled. So what I want is a nice audience of people who know their Les Cheese from their Sid Onion. So if that sounds good to you, please come along. Okay, now time to move on to thanks. Thanks for all the people who helped with that episode. First of all, thanks to Tom Crowley for being such a good Timothy Van Lenquist. I also want to tell you that Tom is a principal cast member in a podcast sitcom series that came out last year called Wooden Overcoats. It's well worth checking out. And at the moment, they're currently running a Kickstarter to raise money to make a second series. So do pay attention to that. You can find them at woodenovercoats.com. Secondly, thank you to Rodri Viney, who wrote and performed the music for Paul Paul, and in many ways is Paul Paul. Thank you, Rodri. He also made the new Beef and Dairy theme tune, which I really like. So thanks for that again, Rodri. Also, the music I used in the Timothy Van Lenquist section is by a composer called Roman Benedict, and it's from a really good album called Dusk and Dawn, which you can buy from his website, which is romanbenedict.com. And I recommend you check that out. And finally, thanks to you. For listening. And I'm saying that especially because since we joined Maximum Fun a couple of months ago, we've just picked up loads more listeners than we ever had before, and it's been really, really great. Many of you are American, I know, and then other British, and some Australian as well, and it's all really fun to just get messages from all over the place from people. And you send me funny little tweets, and a woman in America sent me a photograph of her pet deer. I mean, that absolutely was my highlight of 2016 so far. So do keep them coming. If anyone else has got a pet deer, do send a photo. There's no excuse not to. And it's just been great. So thank you so much for listening. And we've also got lots of nice iTunes reviews. They've been popping up, which is really good. And they're really useful. And if you haven't left one and you are a fan of the show, please do. Please go to iTunes and leave us a nice review. That would be gratefully received. So, yes, I will see you. No, I won't see you. Well, I'll see a small number of you. But most of you I won't see. I will speak at you again next month. Bye.
Hey, James.
Hey, Ineke.
Where are we right now?
You're in the minority corner. Haven't you been here before?
You know what? I think I have.
Because you're a woman.
And you're a gay man.
And
we're both black.
And now that we're here in the minority corner, what should we talk about?
How about race, gender, and sexuality?
Ooh, and we can gossip about celebrities, and I can quiz you on pop culture.
Ooh, and we can have guests.
We're gonna learn, laugh, and play.
You know, that sounds a lot like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, gay,
and ladylike.
Minority Corner with the K.
Check us out.
Because the C was taken.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.